Blackstone Audio presents The Koala of Death, A Gun Zoo Mystery by Betty Webb. For Wan Chu and her sisters, and especially to Notch and Half-Ear, long may they and their endangered cousins contribute to the beauty of this earth. Chapter 1. I woke during a pearly dawn to hear something bump against the Merrilee's hull. A brief glance at my bunkside clock gave the time as 5:24. Before I could pull the covers back over my head, DJ Bones, my three-legged dog, slapped a wet tongue across my face. While at the foot of the bunk, Miss Press mewed, "Feed me, feed me, feed me." "I can't have just 6 more minutes." "No, you can't," they thought at me. Miss Press, a mostly Persian who had weighed a whisker-thin 3 pounds when I rescued her from the same shelter I'd rescued Bones, marched up my leg, across my stomach, and onto my chest. Now a whopping 10 pounds, she shoved the small terrier mix out of the way so she could glare down at me through her one remaining eye. "Feed me, feed me, feed me." "I can take a hint." With a groan, I threw off the eiderdown comforter. Even in June, Gun Landing Harbor mornings can be chilly, and rolled out of the bunk. "Now you guys just settle down for a minute while I..." Bump, bubba, bump. There it was again, the sound that had wakened me. Port side. Surely not Maureen. The sea otter never showed until 5:45 a.m., so punctual I could set a clock by her. Maybe, like me, she'd had a rough night. Ignoring my pet's ever louder demands, I slipped on some sweats before removing a herring from the galley's small room.